Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, say, power flow.
Praise God. Praise God. You ought to tell him that tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you are always want to worship him. Praise God. I'll always worship you. Praise God. Oh, God is awesome. God is awesome. He is to be worshiped and appraised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to just want to fall in love with him more and more and more. Praise God. And say, God, I'll worship you. God, I'll always adore you. God, I understand what you've done, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you, praise God, on Blog Talk Radio Live. Praise God. And we pray that you will ask someone that you know to join in. Maybe we may say a kind word that may help you today. Praise God. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in life. Life is full of struggles and trials and tribulations. But God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt tonight. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. That's our God. That's who we trust in. That's who we believe in. That's who we know that made us and knows all about us. There is no other God like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is righteous. He is holy. He is awesome. He is magnificent in all his ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, God, at this time of the hour, the afternoon, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Help us in every way, God, that we fall short, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that if you help us, God, we can amount, oh God, to higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord. Father God, help us, oh God, in the critical areas where it may seem so critical, God. Oh, Father God, when it seems as though our children just don't want to hear, God, when we seem as though there is cancer, God, oh, God, is taking over our bodies, God, where diabetes, oh, God, is plaguing us, God, every disease, oh, God, our nation is being rocked. Oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you will hear us right now, God, and lift every burden, God, heal every disease, God. God, we know that you can do anything. That's why we call upon you, Jesus, because, God, you are the author and the finisher of our life. And, God, we know, God, that you can cleanse us from anything, God, oh, God, that tries to, oh, God, tear us apart, God. Oh, you build us up, oh, God, in our most holy faith, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Excuse me. Lord, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We adore you, oh God, for you are awesome, awesome, awesome in all your ways, God. Oh, there's nothing like the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look on that mother, oh God, that may be going through a hard time, God. Oh God, she may have lost her son to the bullet, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus. But God, we know that you can heal a broken heart. Yes, God. There may be a daughter, oh God. Father God, that may be gotten pregnant. And God, she didn't know about it. God, oh God, that mother, God, comfort her heart, oh God, and give her peace, oh God, that passes understanding. Maybe those children may be out there on drugs, oh God. Oh God, in the drug houses, oh God. Lord of God, I know you can bring them out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, Father God, oh God, look at that husband, oh God. He may be out there with other women, God, but God, you can bring him back home to God. Oh Father, that woman, oh God, may be prostituting her body, God. Oh God, but I know you can, oh God, capture her heart, oh God, and cause her, oh God, to turn from her wicked ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, oh God, you said your arms are not too short, oh God, to heal, oh God. We know, God, that your arms are outstretched, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I know that you won't let nothing pluck us out of your hands, God. We know, God, that you have loved the us, God, with an everlasting love, oh God. Hallelujah. We know, God, that you are all knowing, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, oh God, if you know everything, God, you know every prayer request, oh God, and oh God, that is called out to you tonight, oh God, and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You know the intercessors, oh God, that's crying to you day and night, oh God. Oh Father God, you know, Father God, oh Father God, everyone, oh God, that's making a request, oh God, making their request known unto you, oh God. Lord God, I know that you have a listening ear, and God, you said when we worship you, you will bow down that ear, and you will hear us when we call, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, reach, you can reach to the highest mountain. You can, oh God, reach across the widest sea, God. You can, oh God, oh Father God, reach to the lowest part, oh God, hell, and you can bring them, oh God, out of that beautiful flower that you have made us to be, because you fearfully, oh God, wonderfully and made us. God, you know all about us, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we worship, we praise you, we give you honor, we adore you, we magnify you, because you are awesome, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone that is listening tonight, God, I pray your blessings upon them, God. Oh, God, bless your people tonight, God. Oh, Father, God, as they listen to this program, whatever time they may listen, whatever time it may be, God, oh, God, open up ways, oh, God, where there seemeth to be no way, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, open doors that seem to have been closed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You can open doors, God. And, Lord, we bind the enemy on every hand, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Jesus, you said in Matthew, oh, God, whatever we bind and loose here on earth will be bound and loosed in heaven. We bind the spirit of drugs. We bind the evil one, and we loose, God, the spirit of repentance, the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, God. Oh, God, all the fruits of the spirit, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We loose it in the name of Jesus, that your people, oh, God, will live, oh, God, in the authority and the love, oh, God, that you have prepared for us to live. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, you got it all. We bring it all to you, God, because you said so. Bring all our cares and burdens to you. Yes, God, and you will hear us, God. Yes, God, if we come faithfully before you, God. Oh, God, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. Yes, God, yes, God. We say glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's nothing like the name of Jesus. There is nothing like the name of Jesus. We adore you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we call upon that name, because in that name there is power. There is power in that name. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, if you are going through something tonight, just call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon him sincerely and honestly. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Proclaim. Oh, we proclaim his goodness and his mercy and his grace. Yes, we do. Oh, kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. Praise God. But there's just something about the name of Jesus that is so soothing, so incredible. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my co-host is not here tonight. She's out. I pray, Father God, for her, wherever she may be going to tonight. Just pray for her and lift her up, because she's involved in some. And just pray for our elderly all over, because our elderly are sick and all over and they need our help. Oh, praise God. And she is one with one of them. Oh, God, taking care of one of them. And she'll be back soon. And just lift up our elderly people, whether they are in nursing homes, living centers, or in homes where they have to be taken care of. Because that's one thing about it. We all are going to get to our elderly stage, and we need some good caregivers. We need to pray for those that are caregivers, that they'll have love for the elderly and that they'll care for them with gentle care. Because when we get a certain age, we go back into a child state mind. Praise God and hallelujah. We need somebody to care for us. Praise God. Yes, yes, until God gets ready to bring us home. Praise God. But he's going to leave us here on this earth until he gets ready. Praise God. That's an awesome God. We don't leave here when we get ready, but not until God say that time's now is up. Praise God. So we, and by that, we need good caregivers. We need godly caregivers, one that's going to love us and show us much love in our elderly days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go into the lesson tonight. And this week is all about the family. Praise God. It's time for our family teaching. You know we do a family teaching once a month. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And we need much of that because we see so much is being going on with our children. And much of it stems back to family. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in my life, I see where I made many mistakes in the lives of people today. I see many mistakes that we are making or that they are making today in behalf of our children. Praise God. But I'm going to talk about, my study is going to be about children bearing, rearing and training children. Praise God. Children bearing and rearing and training children. What is happening today? Our children are not being trained up properly. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we had the right training for our children, we would have less going on, praise God, in our country. Yes, that's a part of what's going on. Rearing them and training them, praise God, is very important to the family. And we have so many broken homes. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have so many broken homes now until children are rearing children. And just this week, I see where a young boy killed his sister, shot her through the head. Praise God. But it said it was an accident. But if we had proper put our ammunition away, as the authorities tell us, maybe that could have been prevented. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to go back and look at this thing as family units. And what can we do to improve things in our world today? We know that it can, but we have to take our rightful place. Praise God. What are the instruments of training and control? The answer is love. We don't know how to love our children. We don't know how to give them the love, the proper love that is given to them. And we're going to see how we try to give them love, but we are doing it in all the wrong way. Love is represented by your left hand. That means understanding. Let's look at Ephesians before we get started. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." God told us, ye fathers. And see, we have a breakdown when it comes to fatherhood. Fathers don't know how to train. They making babies, but they don't know how to train them. They have not been reared, and they have been reared by a single mother. So we have a breakdown in our family unit. Praise God. The next one, first one was love. The next, second one is control, represented by the right hand. That's care, that we have to know how to care for our children properly. The first one was the left hand, understanding, and the second one is the right hand of care, learning how to care for our children. You know, I find that our world is so mixed up today that we don't know how. It needs to be taught. We need sessions. We need lessons. We need more churches having, instead of preaching, but teaching the family unit again, especially for the young brides coming up that's going to be rearing children. Praise God. The next one is hands. What is your hands for children for, to hold and to discipline? That is the third one, hands. You have some loving hands to care for, to love, and to discipline. Praise God. The next one is your mouth. Your mouth is used to teach and to correct. Praise God. Teach the children. Correct them when they need to be corrected, and not laughing at it and thinking that it is a funny thing. Our mouth, God give us every part of our body for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. Every part of us is to be used in every way when it comes to children, when it comes to eating. I tell everybody all the time, God has given us everything on our body that can be used for everything that we need. Next one is our mouth. Our mouth to direct and to teach. Our mouth can direct our children and teach them in the right way they should go. Yes, our mouth is used to tell the children and to teach them and say, honey, this is the wrong way to do this. Let me show you how to do it. Be an example to our children. Praise God. Next one is the word of God, to give direction to life. Tell them this is wrong. You'll have better life if you obey your parent. Teach them the way of life, what is good for them in life when they're at an early age. Not when they get a teenager. These things should be taught in our children at an early age. So when they're older, then they won't depart, because the word of God has been invested inside of them. Yes, praise God. The word of God is so important to be imputed in our children's lives at an early age. Teach them first the Lord's Prayer, how to pray. Teach them how to love. Teach them what life is much beautiful, how life is much beautiful, if they know how to treat one another, how to love in the home, their sisters, their brothers, people that come to visit, how to respect, praise God. We have gotten away from all of this. And children, when you go into home now and you see children, they just sit there and look at you. The elderly people have to speak and show love to them, or else they don't get love shown. And the parent don't say anything. I remember my mom used to say, don't you see Miss So-and-so came in? Don't you know how to speak? You had to speak. Praise God. Next one. It's Cain, to remove foolishness. When you see your child acting up at an early age, remove that foolishness from them and teach them. Say, oh, no, we're not going to have this way. We're just not going to have this in our home. Praise God. And children will learn from that. Children will be taught from that. Praise God. So, we see here the first thing was love. The second thing was control. Have control over your children. Don't let them run wild. Praise God. Your hands, your mouth, your eyes, the word of God, and Cain. Praise God. Let's go on. Praise God. Things to avoid. Things to avoid. Praise God. Brutality. We don't have to brutalize our children. If we do the first things I just said, children will obey, and you will not have to brutalize them if you teach them starting at an early age. Public flogging. You don't have to beat them in the public. You don't have to throw them up against walls. Nagging. You don't have to nag them. Tell them one time, and you deal with it when you get home. Bitterness are other forms of child abuse and weakness. Sometimes parents, because of their alcohol abuse or whatever they're going through, they abuse the children. Their weakness in what they are doing in the home, and it's causing children, praise God, to act out. So things get out of order. Because they see, and I've heard parents say, well, a child don't have no problem, no, nothing over what I do. This is my house. I pay the rent here. Oh, but it does affect the children very much. Let's go on. How to teach and to train. How to teach and to train a child. We ought to set boundaries and let the children know what we mean, what we expect from them, and set boundaries where they are to go. Praise God. You know, I was telling my little grandson the other day, we went out in the countryside, and I said, we used to walk the roads because when we had to go to another one's house or to the store, we had to walk, and then we had to be back by 5 o'clock. So if we left home at 12, we know how to get over to Ain't so-and-so house and play a little while and then walk back. And we know not to get into mischief along the way. And we would walk and we'll go to the birthday party or go play or whatever it was that we were going around the road for. And it was a long walk. But we had to walk the miles and be back before dusk dark. Mama would say, you all be back here now before it get dark, and they did not get in the car and come pick us up. We had to walk those roads, praise God. So we have to set boundaries for our children. We have to let them know, praise God, that there are set boundaries and they are to obey bound, and they are to obey these boundaries that we set. Next one, watch out for children's reactions and tests. Watch out for children's reactions when they say something, when you tell them something. Watch out for the test that they're going to put you through. Watch out for children on every way there, because children throws reactions, how they feel about things, how they take things. Praise God. But children are very sensitive, and they are watching you. They're watching every move you make. They are very sensitive to whatever is going on, praise God. And they're going to test you to see if you're going to allow them to continue doing what they are doing, praise God. Don't fail to discipline willful defiance and disobedience. They put you through this test, they watch you. Don't fail to discipline them like you had promised that you were going to do that you didn't do in the public. Praise God. If you told them what you was going to do when you was out there in the public, when you get home, you chastise or you give that spanking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the child know why you discipline him and show love after. Let the child know why you're disciplined. You remember, I told you that we would deal with this when we get home, and I meant it. I used to say that. You remember that I told you that I was going to beat your behind. Now you get in there. You remember that I would talk to you about this, not out in front of Aunt So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, but I told you we'll talk about it when we get home. So the proper way of talking to them, they will understand and they will respect you so much better. Discipline while the offense is fresh, because children have short memories. Oh, yeah, children will go on and forget about that if you don't talk about it to them. Praise God. So you have to discipline them while it's still fresh. Praise God. And let them know that you didn't forget. Praise God. Do not discipline with bitterness and anger to avoid child abuse. Oh, praise God. We must learn how to discipline them so that not to bitterness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Differentiate between willful defiance and child irresponsibility and threat accordingly. Praise God. We have to differentiate between those so they will know the difference between what you are disciplining them for, what you threaten them about. Praise God. Children's defiant attitude could be as a result of frustration, neglect, disappointment, or rejection by parents, friends, or society. So many things that can cause children to act out, react, and disobey. So we have to find out what is the attitude that's coming from. What is the attitude that is coming from? What happened? Why they are reacting in this particular sense? Praise God. Hallelujah. So many, if something could have happened at the school, something could have happened with one of their friends. Praise God. Something could have happened in the home that kind of shook them a little bit. So we have to find out why they are reacting in such a way. Skillfully gain and maintain the respect of your child. Never let a child disrespect you. Keep that child under subjection where he can learn how to obey his parent. Teach them what the Word of God said. It all goes back. I remember my mother, she used to sit us down, and Mom would say, obey your parent, that your days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Mama would teach us different scriptures from the Word. Praise God. And that is what parent is all about, parenting. She would sit us down and say, the Ten Commandments. She would just repeat it. She would repeat the Lord's Prayer. We had to say our prayers at night. You know, many children are going to bed today, don't know their prayers. We have to learn the books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Children don't even know what the books of the Bible is about. Praise God. So we should gain the respect of our children in every way that we can. Praise God. Mainly by the Word of God. Flogging should not be the only instrument of correction. We should find other ways of flogging our children instead with an instrument. Avoid nagging while trying to correct the child. Remove all harmful things from the reach of your children. Just like I said, the little boy shot his sister through the head this week. Well, these things should have been removed out of their care. A gun should not be left loaded in a house with teens. This was a teenager that shot his sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we as parents are responsible for these things. Praise God. Watch the influence of the following on your children. Watch what TV programs they watch. Always watch the TV programs. Watch videotapes that they have, you may have in your home. Be very discreet about that. Make sure they are put in safe places. Family environments. What is the environment around you? It's a lot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make sure the environment is a proper one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Types of friends they keep. Praise God. Hallelujah. What kind of friends? Where the friends come from? What kind of parent do they do? Oh, praise God. Neighbors around them. What kind of neighbors are they? Praise God. How do they let their children react? Praise God. Places they go on Sundays and during holidays. Like I said, we had to go, and we would go over by our cousin's house on a Sunday afternoon or on a Saturday afternoon, and we would walk miles. But we had to be back before dusk dawn, and we didn't get in trouble along the way. We knew how to go and come. Praise God. Hallelujah. What they eat. Are we watching what our children eat today? No. We're giving them some fast food and say, hello, bye-bye. That's the fastest we can do this thing. Dresses they wear. What kind of dressing do they do? We think that everything is fine. They with the fad. Hey, it's a fad going on. So we don't care about how they dress. Your children should take place when you will take your place when you die. Your children will take your place when you die. They're gonna pattern themselves after you. No investment in terms of your time, energy, concentration, prayers, and money will be too much to raise successful children. Who knows who will lead this country tomorrow? Could this be your offspring? How did you teach them all these that I just laid out? If you have taught your children these points that I've just brought before you, they can be our next respected president. Praise God. Let's go on. 20 ways we can ruin our children. We can ruin our children. I didn't say our children get ruined by someone else or by our job, but we ruin our children by spoiling them and giving them everything they want. I can say that because I see my little grandson. He is fed with a silver spoon. He is a respected child. He's quiet. But he's getting ready to go off to college. And he's going to be out of the house from his mom and dad now. And I'm wondering how this child going to make it because he's been had everything that he wanted. I mean, never hardly picked up a dirty cloth. His mom and dad has been there for him. But he's getting ready to go away now. And we have been talking to him and preparing him to go and live in the dorm. He won't be in that comfort zone anymore. Praise God. Another thing, relieve them from all responsibilities by making their own decision for them. And that's what my daughter has done. She has made all responsibility, everything, she made the decisions for him. Here's a spoiled little kid. Will he make it in this world? He has been kept in a room where no one, he's the only child. We are praying that he can get out in this world now and make it on his own. She is pushing him out of the bed. Praise God. Nag and yell at them when they do wrong, but never spank them. We should nag them. We shouldn't yell, but talk to them. Praise God. Foster and overdependent upon you so that drugs and alcohol can replace you when they are older. If we know how to discipline, they won't go to drugs and alcohol. Criticize each other openly so that your children will be totally confused over discipline matters. Don't criticize them. Praise God.
Help them to understand. Praise God. The wife, dominate your husband so that your children will have no strong father image to respect. Women, don't try to dominate. I saw T.D. Jakes trying to do that to a couple just this past week. This woman, she wanted to dominate, and the man didn't have no say-so of what goes on. She's dominating the house, her children, because they was her children, but he's trying to let her know who is the man of the house. So stop dominating your husband, praise God. Husband, blow up at everything but refuse to help everyone with the problem. This man can blow up and he praise God, and he just don't listen. Help resolve the problem. Help resolve the problem and stop blowing up. Blowing up is not going to resolve anything. Tell them how disappointed you are in their behavior, but do not correct it. Tell them that you, tell your children that you come together as husband and wife, and tell them how you are disappointed in their behavior, that you was disappointed the way they reacted. Praise God. Do not assign any responsibilities through chores, so forth. You might overwork them. Children should have chores, but not overdo them. Praise them for their looks or talent, but not their character. Oh, you are a precious child. I love you so much. Always promote love in their hearts. Love is so important. Why is love so important? Because Jesus is love. And he said, if you don't love them whom you see each day, how can you say you love me? So we have to teach our children love. Love in every aspect of life. So we praise them for their looks. Oh, you, oh God, so beautifully made you. And oh, you're doing so well in school. And I am so proud of you. Let them hear the words positively coming out of your mouth, off your lips, out of your heart, so they can see it falling out of your heart. Oh, my mother loves me. My dad loves me. Praise God. Praise them for that. Encourage your daughter to wear, not to wear seductive clothing. Encourage her. Tell her about herself. Honey, I know you want to be like the rest of the girls, but, you know, a man will appreciate you more if you lower just a little bit or you're a little bit more covered. It will look much nicer on you. Mama would love that, and I know Daddy would appreciate it. In so many ways that we can talk to our children, praise God, that they will just really fall for what we are saying. And they'll, you know what that daughter will do? She'll say, my mama wouldn't like for me to dress like this. She's going to respect her. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Respect. Children respecting their mother. And do not keep your promises to them that they might believe you too much. Praise God. If you promise them, do it. Praise God. Never show any outward signs of love or affection, such as hugs and kisses. Is there any time that you don't ever show love and affection? We should always show love and affection and hug and kisses and, oh, cuddling. People are to be loved. Children are to be loved. Praise God. I just can't iterate this more. Love is the most important thing in the family. The family that prays together, stays together. They got a love thing going on. Praise God. Keep immoral magazines around the house out of the way so that your kids can grow up in a loving, kind, sensible way. We don't need Playboy in our home. No. We should never overreact with extreme sympathy to every cut and stretch. Oh, I'm so sorry. No. Say, oh, let me put a Band-Aid over. You're going to be all right. Encourage them not to be so sensitive, but to grow up strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Talk all the time and never listen. Just always talking and never listen to the child. We always got a lot to say, but we never want to listen. How many times do you know that this goes on? We got some people will talk, and never listen, praise God, to a child. And a child needs that listening ear, praise God, from us sometimes. Praise God, we are to listen to our children. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. The next one is, don't be preoccupied with your own needs and neglect the children. Let me tell you, there are some people that can stay on the phone preoccupied and don't have time all day long. They're on the phone. Oh, my God. That is terrible. Praise God. Preoccupied. Praise God. And never have time. Then they jump up and they got things to do. Never pray out loud. Is there any time that you don't ever pray out loud with your children? They need to hear you pray. They need to hear their mother or their father praying and leading them to the Lord. As I said earlier, well, they are to be taught the Lord's Prayer. I had to recite the books of the Bible. What child now knows the books of the Bible? I don't know. Those that go to Sunday school, those parents that's really teaching their children from the home, praise God. So, we need to teach our children how to pray and pray out loud with them. And if there's something going on wrong with them, don't tell them you're going to pray for them. But pray, hold your children and pray for them. Pray for them and let them know that you are not ashamed of God. You are not ashamed to pray for them. The last thing is, don't get a divorce because you and the wife don't see eye to eye. Try to hear each other's point and come together and reason with one another. Proverbs 31 says, and it's a good woman, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises up while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maiden. She considers a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. And I'm going to say her candle is to her husband. She don't get too tired, as some women do, and say, I've been on a job and I'm tired. No, she didn't do things that she didn't was didn't have time for her husband. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings and tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girls to the merchant. Strength and honor are in her clothing, and she shall rejoice at time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is law and kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Praise God. This woman was a woman of God, and she took care of things, as I just went through, that we should run our household. We should look at Proverbs 31 at all times and look at ourselves on what God wants us to be. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. And may he be gracious to you and give you peace. Praise God. I pray that you'll be back here with us next Sunday night at the same time at 7 p.m. Also with Minister Janice Williams on Friday nights at 7 p.m. from 7 to 7:30. God's favorites is here from 7 to 8. Praising God and giving God the glory. All the glory belongs to him, and bringing you the word that we may say some kind words that may lift your spirit. Hallelujah. So be with us, and don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed now, and bye-bye. Have a great time this week. Bye-bye.